Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Silly Dilly, your 2014 Southern Nevada Dwarf Car Champion, and you're listening to Mike, Gary, and JJ on Wheels Now.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, your 2015 edition, first show of the year. Glad to be here for everybody.
Ring that bell.
Hey, Happy New Year, you guys.
Yeah, same to you. Happy New Year, man.
Appreciate it.
Same to both of you.
Dang. You guys still alive after the first, so that's good.
Yeah, survived it.
Survived it, yeah. The first Tuesday of the year, so.
Yes, it is.
Thank everybody for joining us. If you know anybody that's not listening, you should go call them and tell them to join in with us. Of course, hosting tonight.
Call them. I thought there was Facebook for that.
Hey, at least he was MySpacing. Can't you MySpace them?
I it's the new year, so I'm trying to upgrade.
Upgrade. So you went from iPhone 3, you got the iPhone 4 now?
Oh, no,
he probably
got
the 6.
Okay.
No.
Still at the 3, the old.
I gotta wait until the 6 and 7 come out so I can get my daughter's 4 and my wife's 5.
I was just telling Gary, this is how it works at my house, too. We do the hand-me-down, but the wife gets the best.
The new one.
The new one. And then the rest gets handed down. So.
Yeah. So you know, the wife's on 5 and daughter's on 4, so as soon as the wife gets 6, the daughter gets 5, and I get the 4.
Exactly. So. I'm on the same plan, so. Of course, the one and only J.J. Nunn.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Gotta love the weather, man. Back in the 60s.
Oh, man.
Last week we were freezing our ass off.
This is why I love Vegas. This is why I live in Vegas. We can live anywhere in the world, and we choose Vegas.
Wind chill, just for those out there, I'm sorry, because we had Dee Hansen on. She's from Minnesota. Wind chill today in Minnesota was minus 45 friggin' degrees.
Now, you didn't say 40. You said minus 45. Ouch.
The temp was...
That's a big problem.
It was minus 20.
Ouch.
With the wind chill, another 25 degrees.
Man, I don't think you can go anywhere with those. You stay inside.
Ice racing. Get out the spikes.
I hope your heater works.
Oh, really?
It's not. Call Michael.
I'll fly to Minnesota.
I mean,
I've sled there.
You know, coming from New York, I've experienced minus 20 with the wind chill.
Wow, that's cold.
I mean, usually after 10 degrees, it didn't matter.
I was going to say, is it minus anything? It's
but
just cold.
I don't even want to think of what minus 45 does to you.
Oh, man.
No.
I guess they survive. I mean, they say the same thing about our summers here. Anything over 105, you know.
I say anything over 100, it's just hot anyway.
It's just hot. It's just
hot.
I guess so, same thing. Over 100, you just tolerate it. That's it. 100. And last year, we didn't have, in the past summer, we didn't have one day over 113. We never hit the 110s. The best we did was 112 here. That's it. It was a very, very mild summer.
Let's really get hot this year. I want to see the hottest we've ever seen this year.
No, our cars run a lot better when it's colder. We're dealing with all sorts of overheating issues. I guess they don't have overheating issues in Minnesota.
No. Don't sound like it.
I don't think do the engines run in minus 45?
That's why they got those oil plugs on those diesels and oil sticks, electric oil sticks that you stick in. They even do that in the garage. While it's in the garage, in the house.
Wow.
They put the oil stick. I worked with a young lady, Regina, who was from Minnesota. And even when the car was in the garage overnight, they put that electric oil stick into the dipstick.
Were they planning on driving somewhere?
I don't know, man. I've never experienced minus 45. I don't want to experience minus 45. Maybe when we bring Dee Hansen in, we can ask her what minus 45 is. But
feels like?
Yeah.
We'll ask her to dress like she's coming in as if it was minus 45. I want to see the gear that she puts on.
I had no idea, but they're getting hammered back, you know, Wednesday back on Long Island and New Jersey. And they only start their race season in May. That's their first race. So we start in February here, looking a month away.
Oh, I know.
And of course, we've got Havasu running now.
Winter series, exactly. You got friends back there that you keep in contact with in New York?
Look, I said it before. I didn't move out of New York because I like those people. Okay?
Hey, I was just asking.
New Yorkians, I tell you.
And that's all there is to it.
Sore subject. I'm sorry.
No, I got family back there. I got nieces and nephews back there.
They give you the latest how effing cold it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, they don't ask anymore. The first couple of years I was out here, I'd call them and say, well, it's like 65. I went to work in long pants, and it's 3 o'clock now, and I'm changing into my shorts.
Right.
Click.
Yeah. Call us in 2 months. Oh, man.
My nephew's out over in Rome. He runs a nursery. He has a nursery back east, and he's in Rome, Italy right now enjoying himself. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No sense being in the nursery. Everything's frozen.
Can you see if he can log on and so we can say we have a listener in Rome?
Well, you should have said something. I would have called
him. I don't know what time it is there or what the difference is, but
I don't know.
It'd be fun to say, hey, we got a listener in Rome, Italy.
Hey, honey, Facebook Johnny.
Hey, either way, we're still international no matter who's listening or not. We're international no matter what. So, of course, can't leave out Mr. Wonderful here, Mr.
Man on a mission.
How you guys doing?
Gary Wyatt. How's your new year?
Good. Yeah.
Great. What do you think of this weather? You didn't comment.
I like it.
You're just smiling. That's good. I like to see Gary smile.
He's got the grandchildren here.
Oh,
I don't got them here. I don't got them here.
They're here. Is that who that was? That
came wait.
Grandchildren.
I forgot I was supposed to say something.
I'm glad I reminded you.
About
the stepdaughter, but I don't remember what I was supposed to say.
I think you're supposed to say get well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Michael. Get well, Sarah. You're sick.
I think she knows she's sick, so get well.
Sarah, you're sick, just in case you didn't know. Get well.
Oh, man. Hey, and that is serious. So there is flu going around that nobody wants to get. Flu shots? You get flu shots?
No.
I don't get flu shots. I haven't.
No.
I did last year, but maybe the year before.
It was twice.
Oh.
My wife, being the nurse that she is, mm-hmm. when I was back in New York, I never got a flu shot. And she says, you need a flu shot.
Wow.
I got a flu shot.
This year, it's not supposed to be very effective.
2 days later, I was sick.
Oh, yeah.
So, stop that. Okay, fine. Come out here. All right? She goes, really? You were sick last year. You should get a flu shot. You remember how sick? I rolled the dice.
Sure.
Okay, fine. Go get a flu shot. 2 days later, I was sick again.
Sick.
I was like, that's it. I'll take my chances.
No more flu shots.
Okay.
Right.
It's been 6 years, knock on wood.
Yep.
And I haven't had the flu. Yep. Now that we discuss it.
You're
going to
have
2 days from now?
Yeah. Get that out of your head.
I'm going to be sick.
Yeah. Next Tuesday, we're like, where's Jay? Where's JJ at?
He's got the flu,
yeah.
No, I've been lucky. I stay away from it. All my residents at work, they get,
of course,
the flu shot, and I take them for flu shots. And
I'm surprised it's not a requirement for you, because I've done some work like at St. Rose, Dominican, and places like that. And even as a contractor working on their properties, they require us to have the full-blown flu shot, whatever their whole shot thing is. You know, we have to be...
Yeah, my wife has to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
TB tests, all that stuff.
Well, that's a requirement where I work. I have to have a TB every year.
Right.
That's a one-step TB.
Right.
Anybody who starts there, you're required to have a two-step TB. But
interesting.
It's, there's a lot of requirements that we go through. We go through a federal background check.
Oh, wow.
Working in assisted livings. Yeah. It's strict. It's real, real strict. It's not something that you just walk into.
I know at Gary's company, they let anybody work there.
even at 2 a.m. in the morning.
I hire all handicapped.
Hey, that's great. We love companies that support
I'm helping the society.
The special needs.
Yes. And boy, do I got them all over the place.
Hey, how is
I from the oldest to the youngest? I have them all.
I don't work for Gary's Trailers. So.
I know. So, yeah, okay. That excludes
I'm putting Gary's Trailers and JC Motorsports together.
It was true. Yes. Luckily, he's a funding party.
No,
he's
from the oldest to the youngest. It's all special needs.
Oh, man.
One of these days, you're going to respect your elders. You're going to learn.
I still say
okay.
He's still trying to figure out what an elder is.
That's right.
Oh, man. How is JC Motorsports? What's the plan? Tell me, unless you don't want to give anything away, what you guys come up with. It's the 6th. You got any schedules lined out yet or any ideas? Or you don't want to give anything away yet? That's fine.
Usually we haven't had our meeting yet.
Okay.
This is our off time. We spend, 10 months together.
Working on race cars.
Realistically, a lot of places don't have all their schedules out yet. A lot of them are starting to come out now. I know LVMS has theirs.
You can't find them.
Yeah.
And
they're starting to come out, though.
They're starting little by little.
Yeah.
But even those that had last year's schedules up, that you can get an idea.
Sure.
At the weekends and their double dates, they've taken them down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some tracks that just wipe the website clean, and you can't go back to last year, and they're still working on this year. So it's.
I can tell you, I'll be at the first test at LVMS on March 11th.
I thought that was the 14th.
14th, I'm sorry.
14th, and the first race is the 21st.
So there's a test and tune on that Friday night before the 21st also.
Correct.
So
yeah, we expect to be there for that.
So locally, if you're a local racer, of course, March 14th pre-registration. I believe I think I wrote that down, but like 8 to
Oh, you
two.
Got your notes back.
Let me hold on. 2015 notes.
Yes.
Let me see what I got. Yeah, March something, I don't know. It's on here somewhere. But I think March 14th, I think 8 to 2 is registration, and then
rules, numbers, yeah, NASCAR license.
Open testing from 10 to 5, I believe, or something like that. So, yeah, 10 to 5. Registration, pre-open test, 8 to 2 p.m. So, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, and you guys will be there.
Yeah.
Registering.
Hook or crook, one way or another.
That'll work.
We'll be there.
Should be fun.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Oh, I always like seeing the new faces and seeing what old faces pop back up. I haven't been in LVMS in a while, I guess, except for recently.
We haven't. We left there in 07.
Yeah.
And traveled. And then past 5 years been down in Pahrump. As I was saying before,
Right.
We spent 10 months together, and now it's a little break time.
Sure.
There's never any break for Gary. He's always working on something. But you need a little rest and relaxation before you gear up again. So we'll sit down soon and get our ideas, put everything out on the table, and see where we want to go. It's still up in the air. I haven't got a hold of manager down in promoter down in Cocopaw that's still open for February, and then we're right into March. Touch a truck.
I know. No, is that April? I thought it was April. No, March. Huh?
March 11th.
Let me go. If you want to check it out, you can go
April 11th.
April 11th.
Yeah. Go to thebombernation.com website. You can check out the latest and greatest on there. That's
right. March is the bull ring. February is Pahrump starts. March is the bull ring. April 11th. And I checked those days out. LVMS isn't running, and neither is Pahrump. Those are both off. So, we can invite everybody from Pahrump on up for Touch a Truck, because the past couple of years there's been racing going on.
Last three years.
Yeah. So our friends and family down in Pahrump, more than welcome to come up. Open up the date, April 11th.
Man, we know how
come on up.
Quick 2014 flew by. So that April 11th date is going to sneak up on us, man, pretty quick.
Oh, it's on us. Believe me, it's on us. So
hopefully get a dunk tank ready for Tim to sit in. For the kids to throw it down.
I'll pay the kids to throw it down.
No, did you get the paperwork on that yet, Gary?
Nope.
No, usually they expect it in the mail.
Soon, yep.
Reservations. You got to reserve a spot there. So,
man.
Really been in, I've been in taking time off. I have, yeah. Really haven't spoken to anybody. The only one, like I said last show, was Arlie Daniels, and Gary and I even haven't spent much time discussing anything.
Yeah. Well, so, you need that because you don't want the racing to become work either. It's supposed to be fun.
What?
You know, it's serious, but it's fun.
What?
It's supposed to be fun, not work. It's supposed to be a lot of fun, you know, and when it starts becoming work, you know, you don't want have to work two jobs, you know.
Well, as he states, I'm handicapped, so I get a reprieve.
And you get the better parking, too. So.
You know.
We better stop before we cross too many lines here.
He's not smiling anymore.
He's not smiling.
He's not smiling
anymore. Ay, ay, ay. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing great.
We started with you. We kind of got off track.
I'm great.
So. New Year's going good. Got family in town.
Yep. Family in town. They'll be leaving very, very shortly.
That's where we get into Houston. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's, like I said at the show, he's playing grandpa.
Is that what you do?
Nope.
Others?
He's taking some time off. He's
grandpa
busy
time.
At work, and he's fitting racing cars in between and lining everything up.
I was wondering why he spent all day working on his computer behind closed doors.
He's getting it all lined out. Our captain, our team leader, the man who runs the circus.
Ain't that the truth?
The freak show.
I got him to smile.
Ain't that the truth?
We heard you. Welcome. Real quick. Let's throw out our call-in number here. Let us know what you got going on, what your plans are. 702-685-8116. 702-685-8116. We had Cecilia Dilly on last week. She pretty much laid out what the Southern Nevada Dwarf Association is doing this year. So you got something coming up. You landed a new sponsor. You're switching divisions. You're moving up, you're moving down, you're going to another track. Have you been to another track while you've had the past couple months off? Give us a call. Let us know what's happening. The phone lines are open. Where you're headed, what you're going to do. We'd love to hear from you.
I know Mark Allison plans on racing down at Havasu 95 Speedway on the 17th.
Okay, January.
Yeah. January, yeah.
Yeah,
so I'll probably,
he's running a late model series.
I don't. If I go, I'll just sneak down there. I won't tell anybody I'm going. you plan on going? You and Arlie plan on going?
No.
No. How come?
Actually, I talked to Arlie a couple days ago, and I think he's going to go down there.
No.
I don't plan to go down there, but who
he's
knows?
He's
going to
work.
It's
with
racing.
Mark.
I may show up out down there. He didn't say he was going to work with Mark, but have you seen Arlie work?
No.
Okay.
He sits around and drives all day,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
No, I don't know. He did say something about going down there, but I don't plan on going down there.
Doesn't he like measure parking spot spaces or something, or curbs or something like that? And they're too big, they're too small, he moves white lines over. I'm not exactly sure. I got a, you know, brief message in and out. I just know he drives around and he carries a tape measure.
I didn't know that.
He
can't
read it, but he carries it. No, I got too much stuff going on. I need to get some of this stuff that I've got going on sewn up.
Work.
Because of the, actually, no, racing.
Work. That's why I just said work.
New, yeah, because the new season's right around the corner, so I got a few things I need to get done.
Now, you still have, you had issues with your asphalt car. You're still working on hashing out some of those problems.
That's, yes. So matter, of fact, to... matter of fact, as we speak, the machine shop has the new block for it. So,
so you
I'm
think
just going to build another motor.
You said the heck with it. I'm new motor. If, yeah. if the new motor does it, then you got problems.
yeah.
You think it's
we'll
a motor?
We'll see. I don't know.
Don't know?
I don't know. I still think what it was, it is, but four or five guys told me it's not. But I still think it is, so.
Is it
we'll figure it out.
Illegal parts you have on there?
All of those illegal parts. Not
all
a lot. Nope, we'll figure it out. I'll get it figured out. I'm building a new motor for the yellow car.
Cool.
I got a few things going on that I need to get sewn up and
did you get a new puppy?
No, I didn't.
I hear a new puppy.
Going to Havasu just ain't in my
Yeah. Well obviously, you know, there's a lot of racing schedules coming up, and you guys have to start getting ready for a lot of those.
And it seems like every time we get started on a race car, I get called to go to work. So,
right.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because without work, no race car. So, but that's the way it's been for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Is get ready to get started, get under there comfortably, doing whatever we're doing, and a phone rings. So
Tim didn't start the new year off by devoting more time to that. Racing or anything? He's still with the the girly.
Anyway,
well, okay, we'll move on.
Like I said, we haven't had our team meeting yet.
I'll leave it. We'll leave it at that.
Let's retract back to that. As far as is there a team that's gonna dive head into 2015? You know. It's everything's got to be sorted out. Everybody
sure.
for you. We sit down and it just isn't 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, we put, you know, a lot of hours into discussing and clearing our heads, seeing where we've been,
sure.
what we need to get better on, especially this year, where we want to go, how much time we want to devote to it. You know,
sounds like you're talking about planning. Wait a minute.
Yeah. This is every year.
Yeah.
This is nothing. yeah. Nothing. I don't know what that was for.
Get out of the way. We're going traveling.
Okay. Everybody has their ideas. Everybody has their opinions. We get them out on the table. And we figure out sponsors. We figure out our finances. We figure out this year is something added where we want to go. We'll bring a whole list to the table and we'll discuss it, what weekends we want to go, what cars we want to bring, how much time we want to spend on the road. We've had ideas, we've tossed them back and forth, you know, get an idea where our heads are at, and we'll finalize that all when we get together and meet. It's not something I don't know. You know, there are other teams out there. I don't know where they do it, but this is one of the first things that we look at to get everything settled. There's a number of people involved, and we need to put everything out there on the table and where, what direction, what's the right direction for JC Motorsports at this time.
Well, so, you know, that's a very good way to start off is to have a plan that everybody's on board with. I mean, you can't have everybody going in different directions thinking one thing and then all of a sudden you're doing something else. So obviously you have to be on the same page.
We like to be on the same page. You know, sometimes some people get stuck at the forward and other people get stuck at the index. So we're going to make sure
we're the circus he was just talking about.
You know, and then there's
well, that's for you to start juggling, Gary.
Well, then there's mid-season surprises.
I know, of course.
Yep. You know, it's racing. You never know what's going to happen. You know, we look forward to this year. once again. We did it in 08, 09. We traveled. And we figured out a good idea of what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing, you know, and go from there. We're looking to take some time out of town, and we look forward to it. We've gone to a number of tracks without our cars. We looked at several tracks. Gary went out to Orange Show when it was out there on dirt. We've been out to Irwindale. We've been to
the Willow Springs,
Speedway at Willow Springs, Havasu. We've been out to Tonopah this year, last year.
And you actually made a trip to Kokopah yourself.
I made it to Kokopah. Mm-hmm.
Gary and Arlie went down to Mojave, so we did some research.
Did you go to Mojave? You didn't invite me.
We did some research, and Gary was able to talk to a couple of promoters at the place, and you know, one of the things, they were dirt. Gary got to see them when dirt. They're back to pavement. You know, there's Kern, there's Santa Maria, there's Battle Mountain, there's a number of tracks that we like to visit. There's Blythe right down the road from Havasu. So, you know, there's tracks down in Prescott, Indian Springs, Arizona. You know, it wasn't in 09. There was a $10,000 pure stock bomber race in Texas. And we were discussing to Texas, and the girls were handling the reservations and the flights. They were flying and we were towing, and it didn't materialize. They didn't get the cars. We couldn't make it happen. But you never know. You never know. Something comes up like that, and we can all get on board. That's what I mean by mid-season surprises. Something like that comes up. You know,
maybe you guys could do a bomber road course race this year. I know we've talked about something similar, but maybe that'd be something you guys can.
I presented it to Andy Damchek when we were out at LVMS. So they'd like to have a series. Okay. Very simple. Each driver puts up $200, winner takes all, race at the bull ring, time trial at the road course, and fastest speed down the drag strip.
Kind of a three-track deal.
and that's it. Just run the bombers. Guys with the lowest ET around road course, lowest drag strip, and whoever wins at the bull ring. And then you take the best averages, and that's it. Winner takes home. I think it'd be interesting.
That would
something,
be interesting.
Something different, you know. I don't know whether that, you know, some guys probably done some drag racing, you know, running the tree. Are our cars built for it? No, but
that's the fun of it, though.
Exactly.
That's the fun of it.
Exactly. So, you know, it's something different. It's always a possibility. I presented it once. Maybe I'll present it again.
Never know.
You know,
that'd be fun.
A couple promotional ideas of flu, like the ladies' powder puff race, the coops down there. And they ran that. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
My mind's always turning.
I know.
Gary
you're always thinking of something. It's always something fun and a little off the wall, but, hey, that's what fun's about in racing. So, but, hey, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more gibberish.
There you go.
See you after the break.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Toronto. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's GNS Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. I want to thank everybody for joining us the first Tuesday of 2015 here in fabulous Las Vegas. Of course, the weather is absolutely perfect for us, so I want to say there is a lot of racing coming up out here. We talked a little bit before the break. LVMS, you can go to LVMS.com to find out more. Click on the bull ring or any link on there for that matter, and look at the new 2015 schedule. It's out. They talk about the March 14th pre-registration
testing and practice.
So, yeah, that should be a lot of fun. See a lot of new faces, old faces. You know, be a good day. And by the way, it's free for spectators on that day if they want to watch the open practice in the spectator stand. So if you want to just go watch, it's free. You can go sit in spectator stand, as every Friday night test and tune is. It's free for spectators, so that day will be free. See,
you
a lot
can
of
ask questions. I got some questions. Been reading the rules, and I got some questions about the restarts.
Oh, cool.
So
leave it to Jay to find questions on any rules. So that's good. That's what the rules are for, right? Is interpretation.
They've changed two different directors since we left.
Right.
And they've made a number of changes over the years. And, you know, it's just a matter of...
And you're talking about the LVMS bomber rules in particular.
Gary's got the tech rules down. Mm-hmm. I mean, he built the car.
Safety rules and all that.
You know, there's race operations.
Like general race procedures.
General race procedures. Some of the things Gary and I discuss, you know... that they do differently, you know, lining them up, restart. There's a couple questions I have with the restarts, you know, and not going to hold back with that. It's haven't been out there in a long time.
Right.
So, you know, I want to make sure that we're clear on it with the beginning of the season, you know, right off the bat. So I'd let Gary handle all that technical stuff. I'm looking at safety.
You're the tech guy? You're the tech guy. Well,
the tech guy.
Nobody likes the tech guy, from what I hear.
That was a joke.
I have no comment on that because I don't know one way or the other.
I was told. I forgot who told me that Prump has all their positions up for hire down there. Is somebody looking for a job?
I was told on Facebook. It was put on Facebook that he's looking for. All positions.
Yeah, tech and flagman and
promoters
and barbecue.
You don't know how bad I want to apply for that flagman job.
Just start throwing flags. Oh, sorry, I didn't see that.
Yeah. That's something. That's something I did miss. I wanted to get in that flag stand, so maybe one of these days.
Hey. You know, I could be the perfect flag man. My eyesight is going south, so I'd be the perfect flag
man. Oh man.
But, yeah, what, concessions, security,
everything
is up. So
everything's up.
Well, sounds like a revamp at Pahrump. Huh?
You're looking for a job, you know, get on, what is it, Pahrump Valley Speedway Facebook or .com?
Yep.
I'm with .com. I'm not, what, for Facebook, what is it, PVS or just Pahrump Valley Speedway?
Yes.
Okay. So check it out. You're looking for a job for February to November. You just got to be down there every other Saturday, 22 times. And they're looking for an announcer, too. Did they say every position, or did they list them?
Several positions are available.
Several. Let me tell you, that announcing's tough. I thought it was tough. You're a natural at it, Jay, so... I had a tough time. Had fun, though.
It says call for details. Let's call the guy.
Ring it. Let's call him right now. I say we call him right now. Why do we do that?
That's
though?
The number. Give him a call. Can we put it through the phone? Give him a call. Who do we call?
No.
Is that John? Is that John's number?
It don't
or
have a name.
Chad's?
It don't have a name. It just has a number. It says call the number. For details. That's all.
Well, let's talk about other local racing.
Put that number out there. We just said there's jobs open. Put that number out there. What's that number?
702-328-8101.
And, of course, you said they're starting their race season in February, so it's coming up quick.
February 14th, Valentine's Day. Hey, you can take your sweetheart to the track.
That's a good way to start.
Take your sweetheart to the track.
That's right.
Pick up a yellow security jacket and go to work.
There you go.
See you, honey.
Be somebody. You can go out there and be somebody. Right. Cool.
Since we're on Pahrump Valley Speedway and I'm looking at the schedule here, it says February 14th at 3 p.m.
Oh, 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
That's not a late race. It's a 3 p.m. race.
Actually, it says here, according to their website, February 14th, 3 p.m., February 28th, 3 p.m., and March 14th at 3 p.m. So according to their front page, the first three events are 3 p.m. shows.
Yep. Cool. Should be good. Day races, those are always fun, especially when it's this kind of weather, you know.
It wasn't that bad beginning of this year.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
No, we only had, what, one rain out?
Yeah, one rain out. And that was in March.
And that didn't get rescheduled.
Get rescheduled, but that was, I mean, there was nothing you could do about it.
I forgot about that, yeah.
You know, and generally, we haven't had a rain out. It was 2 years ago. At the Sam Stringer race, that we had a monsoon roll in.
Oh.
And that was nasty, but still got the race in. That's all. I mean, to set a 22 race schedule
and only have one rain out. That's pretty,
I mean, you're talking
good.
Great weather.
Yeah.
I mean, back east, they're constantly raining out. Well, it was last August. Last year, I was in Georgia and
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. It was 3 weekends of sheer rain. I couldn't get to a racetrack.
Right.
I called in on those shows.
Yep.
I didn't see a bit of racing. That's it. And they got some nice tracks down there, too.
I know.
They got some real nice tracks back east.
They don't start their 7 p.m. shows until April 11th.
Ooh.
April 11th is a 7 p.m. show.
That's pretty much what it was last year. The first four races was 3 o'clock, February and March, and then the last four races, October and November, were 3 o'clock.
Do they have an April 11th race?
According to their schedule.
Because April 11th is Touch a Truck, right?
I just thought that must have changed.
Huh. According to their schedule,
I thought
schedule,
it was
yes.
April 1st.
Oh,
was Touch a Truck.
April
11th.
See, my eyes are going. I should be
going. You see a double. You see a double.
I can help you. You want to apply for the job?
Yeah,
I can help you.
Four eyes. Still can't see.
I'm colorblind. I can help you guys out, too. I had you in a yellow flag. Here's a green flag.
According to their schedule, the race is July 4th as well.
Interesting.
Well,
check out their schedule. You can go to pumpvalleyspeedway.com and see for yourself if that fits in with your team. And you want to go dirt racing, over the hump, two per hump? Is the hump in per hump, hump two per hump, hump two per
over
hump?
Per hump.
Over per hump, okay.
Looking
over
at their
hump,
schedule,
two per hump.
Okay. Looking at their schedule here, later in the year, November 8th is the day after the duel. They got on here a 7 p.m. show.
Okay.
November 14th, which
seven.
Is regular, is 7.
So the day after the duel is a 7 p.m. It's a Sunday race,
yeah.
But it's a late
7 p.m.
Oh,
show according to their schedule.
Right.
And then November 21st, is their last race of the season, final race, and that's a 7 p.m. show as well.
Interesting. Cool. Hey, a lot of racing schedules coming out, like we just discussed. Of course, Mojave, they have their schedule out also. I believe it's February 7th that they're going to be seeing some racing.
Yeah, they're opposite Pahrump.
Yeah, okay. I think that's what you said you noticed, too. You've got all the big asphalt tracks coming out with their schedule soon. I believe Kern, they have their big SRL late model race in February 26th to the 28th. It's $25,000 to win. It's $125,000 purse total. So they have the Lucas Oil Modifieds racing that same day, and that's in Kern Raceway in Bakersfield. So I haven't been to that track yet. I plan on going there this year to either watch or race one of the two. So hopefully I'll get there.
Not to go backwards, but
yeah,
you said Touch a Truck is March 11th?
April.
April 11th. I got it here March 1st, 2015.
Really?
Touch a Truck returns to Orleans update.
I'm
right?
Going.
Am I reading that right, Gary?
I'm going by the BomberNation.com website, so uh-oh.
They're moving it because everywhere it says April 11th. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you're right on the 1st then, Jay. So we will get this squared away, and the BomberNation.com website will have the latest information as soon as it's updated. So.
Oh.
You heard this discrepancy here first.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, hey, if that's what it says. If you like drag racing, of course, April also brings up a lot of great racing with the NHRA SummitRacing.com Nationals at LVMS, April 10th through the 12th. So if you are into drag racing, you know, it's always a big race to go see. That's the NHRA Summit Racing Nationals. It's the SummitRacing.com Nationals. So NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series, we're racing during that time frame. So, and that's always a good race out there.
Oh,
always
yeah.
A good show.
Yeah,
you know,
Ford is now not sponsoring.
No?
John Force. Castrol is out.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
interesting. We'll see how the speeds are affected by. I'm sure he'll pick up another big sponsor.
Oh,
those are money guys.
He just missed out on championship this year, but that's okay. You know, he's got his daughters.
Oh, man. They're winning championships now.
So, you know, it's the blood's in the family.
Yeah.
That will continue on. I can't see why he wouldn't have a huge sponsor.
All right. Oh, yeah. That,
you know,
that name
that many
alone.
Championships.
And the Force
you
name
know,
has a
the
lot
force
of
Force name. Oh, yes, it does. Yes,
just like
does.
The Wyatt name has a lot of Force.
a lot of Force tongue, you said, what?
Blah, 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 yeah, I can't say it. So it doesn't have the same pull, I guess, as John Force. But, hey. Anyways, back to racing. There is Havasu 95 Speedway. January 17th, 2 p.m. race, and that's mountain time, so I think it's an hour difference for us here, but no test and tune, but there is the late model race down there, street stocks, Sam Nichols factory stocks, and the Goose Team Factories
again, yeah.
Yep, which is
that's where
a
they
great,
take
great,
turn.
That, exactly, that's a great concept that they came up with down there at Havasu 95 Speedway, Bill Rozone and Greg Scheidecker down there. They always do a great job putting together great races down there. So what that series is basically the factory stocks, bomber stocks, whatever you want to call them. They're similar. And they race it as a team. And
they rotate.
Rotate and I'm not sure exactly what the rules are. You have to check it out yourself. But I think there's has to be one lady in the team.
You can have a whole lady team,
right?
Two ladies in the team, but you got to have at least one lady in the team, and they got to rotate.
Right, and then after each race, they actually pull up and they have to.
Oh yeah, take the helmet off
to prove that, yep. that
who's in that car and who isn't.
Interesting.
Yep. We've seen that. It's competitive, man.
Oh yeah,
it's real competitive out there, and they're running the same cars that they run in the factory.
So. Yeah.
You know, and they split them up. I noticed that when we saw that 2 years ago when they started that. They had ran factories at the front of the show. And then if anybody who had a team car, it gave them that they ran.
A chance to run the team factory.
Well, the cars were cooled down.
Oh,
they got hit. They broke. They had time to get the car ready to go back out there again. So it's either the team is out there.
Right.
The Goose team is out there first, or just the factory socks are out there.
Hmm.
But they bring in some car count down there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Factories are very, very popular.
You know, some of those special events like that they put on really make a difference in a race night. I know, you know, Tim Richter out there at LVMS has the time rule for the bombers where you have the breakout rule. You know, that's special to certain special events. And you guys actually went to the Speedway at Willow Springs and watched an event there of all different special things going on. And
yeah, the night of destruction
really,
out there.
It was an entertainment night, basically.
With
Andy Daddario.
Andy Daddario.
Yep. And you guys said, you know, it was just full of entertainment and it went quick. And
The whole night. The whole night, one thing after another, after another. I had it in memo. I could bring it up. I went through it. He had 13 events going in a matter of 5 hours.
I mean, do you think that's something a lot of tracks are missing right now? I know I've been to not just LVMS, but other tracks, and sometimes it just gets, I'm like you guys. I like seeing the tracks go in circles. Some people don't. But sometimes it seems like there should be a little extra ingredient in there, something that to really spice it up a little bit.
Each Saturday night, it goes back to, you know, you're looking at a destruction night that he held out there, and I grew up with demolition derbies, two a year, one at the beginning of the year, one at the end. It's human nature, okay? Traffic is backed up on the parkway. Why? Because there was a car accident.
Right.
Now, if everybody didn't stop and look at the carnage, everybody would continue to do 60 miles an hour.
Exactly.
All right? If they're off to the side, okay, and there's no police obstruction or fire truck obstruction, it's human nature for people wanting to see carnage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. To this day, you know, I look at it and say, well, that pickup truck sure as hell won on that Toyota.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So a night of destruction like that, people want to see that. I grew up with, you know, Joey Chitwood and Danny Fleener and the Hell Drivers and, you know, those specialty thrill shows. And once in a while, once a month, the Midgets would come to town. And then you had a group travel in New York, Volkswagens.
Oh, wow.
All right, they brought Volkswagens in and run.
Wow.
You know, so there was always something different. LVMS does that. You know, they bring in the modifieds. They bring in the side-slinging mods that, used to run. They bring in the different divisions. So You got something going on, especially, you know, 4th of July when they have the truck burn. And
it seems like,
you know, the monster truck was out there. You know, you need something variety, and it's carnage. Nothing better than watching a monster truck crush cars.
They fill
Sam Boyd Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
They fill every stadium that they go to.
Right.
You're talking about them special events. LVMS on April 18th, they're going to have a a big rig racing season opener. So whatever the big rigs are,
You can go on YouTube. You know, and they're running Peterbilts and Macs and Internationals.
A little further down it says North American Big Rig Racing. So we'll
click on it, check it out.
Oh, man. Go to the BomberNation.com website and click on the links, or you can go to LVMS.com and check it out.
But I think what you're asking is variety.
Right. Well,
they want to see variety.
But why can't there be more per every Saturday night of racing, not just, hey, we got three special events of the year? I mean, should promoters throw in, you know, a little more per each race, not just on those three or four special nights?
It comes down to time, as you had mentioned, the time limit. It comes down to time. You have less divisions, and you run the divisions once a month. Okay,
but when
you
don't
have
that would
six,
make more
seven,
sense.
Eight divisions, you run four divisions, and it frees you up time to run something else,
right?
An intermission package. We went up to Tonopah for entertainment. Tonopah had mud trucks up there, man.
Right.
Mud bogs.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that's what I'm thinking. More
I didn't
stuff
get up
like
and,
that.
I didn't get up and get a soda because
I want to see
the mud bogs. You know? They had their regular divisions running, but,
that's something different. There should be more of that.
But they didn't have seven, eight divisions every race where they got to pack them all in.
Right.
You know? You need to bring in four divisions
one Saturday,
and four divisions on another Saturday,
and you
give an hour of entertainment with something else.
And I think that brings up, you know, where are you trying to make your money for the track? Are you trying to make it off the racers, or are you trying to make it off the spectator side? Because if you have more entertainment, you have less divisions paying for back entry,
it's a double-edged sword.
Sure.
Something that, you know, the promoter's got to juggle and got to figure out, try something different. You know, this was the first time down in Pahrump they had monster trucks down there.
Right.
Okay.
Which it turned out, and you said there was a lot of,
that place was,
it
full.
Was packed.
Now,
yeah.
it was 2 years ago, Chad started the day after the duel, something different on a Sunday.
And I like that
and
idea.
He's
That's
had
a great idea.
He's had different divisions. Mm-hmm. Okay, run that in the past 2 years. It's something different. People are going to come out for it.
Right.
Should there be more? Well,
see,
you know, that's a test of, well, if I do this and it flops, then you know I can't do it next year.
See, and Andy Daddario, before he was a promoter, when he was trying to bring back Orange Show, that's where I actually first met him, was when he was trying to bring back Orange Show when it first closed. But that's something he said he thought was missing, was more weekly entertainment along with the racing. And that's why he does like the skid plate racing and stuff like that on every race night, and not just on a destruction night or something like that.
Something different. It was 3 years ago, Chad tried figure eight racing with the mini stocks. You know, so each year it's up to the promoter to try something to figure out whether it's going to work or not.
Right.
Okay. If it pays off, you need to sign them back on the next year. But it's going out there and finding if somebody wants to, you know, put on a show there. Okay. Are you available? You know, now you have a set schedule. Do you want to cut a couple divisions that night and
obviously
run them double
in
nights?
And the special events cost money out of pocket.
Right,
also, because sometimes you have to pay, you know, for that extra entertainment.
It's a gamble. It was the beginning of this year. I had asked Chad. I says, "Are you going to have any testing tunes?" And he says, "No."
See, that's something you don't see on dirt.
I mean, no, you don't.
And that's a great idea.
He tried
it
2 years. 2 years, if I'm not mistaken, 2 years, past 2 years, not last, not 2014, but 2013 and 12, he had testing tunes.
Hmm.
And it cost him so much money through insurance, straight up, out of pocket.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And now he's gambling.
Right.
He's gambling. Just say the number is $1,500 for the insurance company. Now he's gambling on how many cars are going to come through that gate to make it his worthwhile to continue that. Did he charge anybody to come in the stands? No.
Right.
It was just back gate to test and tune your car.
You're going to make that 15, whatever the number is. You're going to make that up and
whatever the number is. You know, so it's the same thing. Whether you try a demolition derby, how much money do you put up for a winner of a demolition derby? How many cars are going to come? I mean, Chad's had that down there, demolition derby also. So, yeah, is it something that needs to be looked at other tracks? And I'm not, you know.
Right.
We've experienced Pahrump. I'm just using Pahrump
as an example. Sure.
You know, for entertainment, does there something else need to be going on? That depends on how many people you're putting in the stands and how many you put in the stands last year and how many you put in the stands the year before that. So that's up to the promoter to say, do I need to go forward with something else other than regular racing, or am I happy just making this amount with regular racing?
Yeah, do you want to grow or not? Hey, let's take a couple minutes here, Gary. I know we haven't talked off air about we talked about a picnic or something like that, maybe a racers get together barbecue, you know, whatever you want to call it. Any ideas yet? I mean, I know we haven't really talked at all since the last time we brought it up, so I want to bring it up on air if anybody has any ideas.
I'll find out about it 2 days before, so.
Or that same day.
That same morning.
I mean, look at the weather. I mean, you couldn't have called a better time. You wanted to do it in January. Possibly this month. So, I mean, weather's going to look like it's going to be great all month. So, I mean, you've guys done it in the past. Where did you have it? Sunset Park?
Sunset Park.
And that, a good turnout there.
Yep.
It's kind of a good location.
And I said it when we talked about it last time. It's open to all racers
and
their families.
Is there, I mean, no need to bring cars and all that stuff to show anything off. It's just to bring yourself, your family to come barbecue.
Yep.
Food, cooler, and people.
So
that's
something
very basic.
We want to try to kind of narrow down a weekend date or something, or maybe the last weekend of the month.
We'll narrow it down. We'll look at some stuff.
Okay.
We'll get it narrowed down to what day.
I know the 17th I'll be in Havasu.
That's the day we're going to do it.
Is it? I'm on board.
I mean, Saturday, Sunday, I don't know what's a better day for most
usually, people. When we did it the last time, we did it on a Saturday.
Yeah,
so.
It was Saturday afternoon.
Bring some footballs, bring some Frisbees, bring whatever. You can.
And if it's just us there, then it's more
food
for us.
That's right.
And that's something we're talking about. We'll supply the food, and if you want to bring any extra whatever drinks, that's up to you, but something like that. BYOB.
We'll supply some sodas, but we don't know
Twinkies
how many.
For JJ. So.
All right. Well,
that sounds like...
Anybody who wants to bring Twinkies, get on my good side...
You just
that's
should
fine.
Be glad that they brought Twinkies back, period.
And,
so
I'm very happy. And I'm very thankful to Arlie, too, for bringing me that box of Twinkies.
Boy, we're in trouble now.
He's on my good side.
So that's something we're still going to probably do is barbecue. So keep that on, you know, kind of a open in your schedule at some point here, but probably sometime by the end of the month of January before racing starts.
Yep, we'll definitely let them know.
So keep that in mind, you know. I mean, what do we got left? About a minute. No sponsor time unless you want to do a quick rundown.
Yeah, I
start
missed it last week.
Good, so make it a quickie. You got about 30 seconds.
You better hurry.
One thing, Nevada Pick Apart, Camp Out, Reliable Banner, Pickart Radiator, Pinkmail.org, D&N Equipment, Best Muffler. Thank you very much, guys, for sponsoring us last year, and it's great to have you on board this year for the new 2015 year.
And before I forget, I just got a text that I didn't mention my stepdaughter for getting well soon. So
there you go.
Obviously, she didn't hear me the last time.
Okay.
So.
Well, and thanks for kicking off the 2015 year the right way with us. We'll see you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. live here from Las Vegas.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.